Beautiful yawn to start PJ and Jim's after show this week.
There you go. How's it going, everybody? Welcome to the after show. It's been a bit of a it's been a tiresome week, I have to say. It's
really?
Not often I get this little sleep. I feel like you.
What do you mean this little?
Because I've been out at nights as well, because Madhouse and everything has been on. So yeah. I was out the last two nights. So it means I didn't get into bed till near midnight. And I'll be honest with you, it's very hard to calm down after a show, even when you're not in it.
Yeah.
So I'm walking in the door, high as a kite, and they're going, what am I going to do? I'm just standing in the gap, and I've been doing something terrible. Drinking whiskey to knock, to, you know, to take the edge off. Yeah, I take a little bit of the edge off.
Wow.
I've been having some sneaky whiskeys. I had a glass of whiskey. Like, I had a Newcastle Brown. A bottle of Newcastle
Brown. Like an ale?
Yeah, and a whiskey last night before I went to bed.
Oh,
I
my God.
I have to say.
Where did you get a bottle of Newcastle Brown ale?
In Withers, Withery Goons. You know Withery Goons?
Oh, my God.
You got one
to take away?
No, I had the Newcastle Brown, and then I went home and had the whiskey. Oh. Jesus, every fucking detail for this. You're trying to reveal something about yourself, and he starts pulling the information.
I just want to make sure. Because I just want to see whether or not you are going to an offie and buying, things of Newcastle Brown Ale on the sly.
Although I would.
Don't tell anybody, right?
Although I would. It's very tasty. It's much tastier than I thought it would be.
Is it Smithicksy? Because that's your drink of choice, isn't it?
No, it's I suppose there's a tiny bit of that going on. It's more fizzy. I suppose everything in a bottle is more fizzy. But I was very...
And is it brown?
It's brown. It is.
Right.
Yeah, it's absolutely
more so
brown
than red.
Yeah, yeah, right. It's a brown ale. It definitely is. It's more scutter than sewer. And I have to say, it was nice. Very nice.
I've never tasted it.
There's a whole lot of experimental sort of ales for the Irish palate.
You're going to have to be careful now, because you don't want, you don't want to start getting too crafty with your beer.
Newcastle Brown is a craft ale.
No, I know, but it could be a slippery slope.
It's very
and
true.
You of all people who have expressed your feelings vehemently on the subject
against craft
beers.
Oh, yeah.
In fact, something that we were planning to do on the show today and we never got around to PJ discovered this thing. You know the way you find these things online and it's like your porn star is, your dog's name and your first address or whatever the hell. All
that's
mad
right.
Stuff, right? So you can get all those, and there was the superhero name where you ended up sounding like a vitamin.
What was that again? Something. Yeah. Omega Arrow.
Omega Arrow.
Sounds like a fucking thing you put in a drink in the morning.
So he sounded like...
A multivitamin.
Did you take Omega Arrow this morning? Full of vitamin D, B12, vitamin C. Yeah.
And everybody else had great ones like, Captain Power.
All these things.
And he ended up with Omega Arrow.
Omega Arrow.
But we were supposed to do this thing, right? And... the idea is that it's
your grandfather's profession.
And a word that you don't really understand.
Yeah, so...
You sort of use it, but you're not sure you fully know what it absolutely means.
If someone asked you to explain it, you couldn't.
Yeah,
right? So
exactly.
That's essentially it.
Right. So, now the thing about it was, what delayed it initially was, I fucking haven't got a clue what my granddads did.
Which is
because they haven't been around for... all my life. I've never met either one of them. They've been dead for so long,
and
right?
And none of your parents
well,
never
that's what I had to go
you.
And do. I had to go and... Well, no, not really. I had to go and find out, right?
Did you find out?
So I ended up...
Oh, we have it. Well, we can find out what it is.
I ended up with... my craft beer would end up being called Caretaker's Facetiousness.
So that
would be my craft beer.
That's fucking lovely. That's
Whereas Mike's, what was Mike's one? He was a bus driver.
A bus driver's.
Oh, I can't think of what his word was.
I can't remember.
But PJ had the pièce de résistance.
Yeah, because, I suppose the simple fact that my old man sold booze for, my granddad sold booze. They're all booze sellers through the ages from my dad's side of the family.
Now he's drinking whiskey at midnight when he should be getting ready for bed. But read into that what you will, people.
My other grandfather was on the run until the 70s. Until the mid-70s he was on the run. So my ma never even got to see that much of him. So
how do you classify that as a job?
Gunman.
I was trying to find out what either one of them was. The caretaker one at least had a name. The other lad apparently just did odd jobs. So it would have ended up as odd job facetiousness. Would have been the name.
Odd job. That's brilliant. But on my dad's side, it works really well for me because it's publican's panache.
Yeah, which sounds, to be
it
honest
with
you,
does.
If I came across a beer called panache, I'd be sorely tempted to have a go.
You'll have to, you'll have a publican's panache.
Publican's panache, that must be a sort of a high grade one,
Jesus,
is it?
Yeah.
Give us one of them, wouldn't it's you? One of them. Check this out, Figra.
It is, it's one of them. I'll tell you something, kabosh is over there. And it even comes in a normal glass. That's the worst thing about craft beer as well. Yeah. Not the fact that it's wanky to start with, you know, and the fact that too hoppy doesn't mean nice. But then you think, ah, fuck it, I'll try something. I like a red ale. So
yeah.
And sometimes you get caught out. You're in those places where they don't sell regular beer. So you're like, oh, Jesus. You know, so if you're in a regular Guinness drink, you're like, what do you have that's like a Guinness?
Yeah.
You know, and they might say, oh, we've got...
Oyster.
We've got librarians, librarians oxymoron. And you're like, yeah. Oh, go on then. Give us one of them. And you think it's a stout.
How wrong can it be?
But then it comes in a long fucking flute or something. And you're like, I have a flute of stout.
Actually,
a flute glass.
I've been that soldier many a night.
And you're there.
I think I have a flute of stout.
That's actually now that I think of it.
Where have you been? I may have a flute of stout.
Like, hold on, love. You know what I mean? I've been drinking all day. The flute is full of stout. I have to drain the flute every so often. Yeah.
Oh my God.
It's unreal. And then on the other side, I was actually thinking about it because I was chatting to me ma about her granddad or her father.
Right.
And it's we put it in Madhouse because it's so, like, they talk about a different age, right? So he was off sneaking around with guns and all this crack, right, going on, right? And his brother was gay, right?
Right.
His brother was gay. And he lived down by Parnell Street. So he used his brother as a cover. And he said it was brilliant. So because what was everybody thought that you'd take
what,
nothing.
The gay gun runner? That was
cover. No, because they'd see a man nipping in and out, right?
Yeah.
At all hours of the night. But back then they thought, that's the
dirty
gay.
Fecker.
That's the gays. That's the gays. They'd be up to all sorts, all hours of the night.
Yeah, sneaking in under darkness.
And then you see one sneaking in at 2 o'clock in the morning. Yeah. And then he's out the door at
and
half
he's got
two.
This big bulge in his pants.
And the big bulge and all in the trousers.
You'd swear he was carrying a gun or something.
Yeah, ma says that. She goes, sure, that's the way it was back then. The only people you'd see out on the road after midnight were the gay men and the gunmen.
What an amazing town! Gay men and gunmen.
Yeah, yeah.
So what would it be? So it would end up being either gunman's panache.
Or gunman's panache.
Or publican's panache.
Yeah, mind you, it could be a lot because there's so many words I don't know the meaning of.
Yeah, there's probably a few now. I mean, facetiousness was just the one that... Because often would say something like, oh, no, don't be facetious. And then I'm not really sure what I've just said.
Mean?
If somebody ever said, and what do you mean by that? I mean,
it's like when you're young.
Don't be saying something I do be disagreeing with.
It's like when you're young and you learn a crossword. That's what we're like with those words. You know, you have someone that go, hey, you go away, you little shite. And you go, shut up, prick bastard mouth. And they're like, what did you say? Yeah, prick mouth. And they'll be like, what's a prick? It's a bad person.
Yeah.
They're like, no, it isn't. You little tick, then I'll be roaring laughing at you.
Oh my God.
And there you go, I don't know then.
Oh,
so you know the context for it, but you don't actually know how to explain it, I suppose. Yeah.
And to be honest with you, what did you discover that on, this name thing, how to create your
Twitter.
Own
Twitter. Somebody just came up with it on Twitter.
Because you started going through some of the other ones.
Oh, they were brilliant.
They were. I'm going to have to find it again.
I don't know where it is now. I'd be ages looking for it.
But it's very, honestly, if you get a chance to check it out, maybe you could Google it. Maybe somebody put the formula up at Google or whatever. But I can't remember Mike's one either. I know it was Busman something.
Busman something. Busman. I loved the way... Did he say Busman? He probably did instead of bus driver.
Yeah. Well, I can't remember.
Busman is a real old way of saying things, isn't it? You know, do you think... You know the way people lose their mind now about jobs and all that? You know the way...
Oh, yeah. Like, oh, of course, you wouldn't have been able to say...
With the terminology and say, you know, you can't even call it a manhole now. You want to call it a fucking person's cavity or something. You know what I
mean? Actually, what do you call a manhole now?
I don't know.
A hole in the ground.
A service inlet or something. I don't know what you call it. And who gives a shit?
How did it ever get called a manhole anyway?
A man goes into the hole.
Was that it, though?
I suppose that was it.
Because it was always a man who went into the hole.
Yeah, it was a man went into the hole.
And oh, my God.
You know, people go, you can't, I fucking had a chairman of the bridge club for 40 years, and now some howler of an owl is saying she wants to be called a person. Isn't that terrible? A woman wants to be called a person. Yeah. And people get so upset about these things. And it doesn't affect their lives at all.
But now I'm not sure you can even go that far. I think now you have to just call them the chair.
The chair, yeah.
Yeah, the chair.
Which is grand. You literally have to say
yes. Yeah, but you just do have to differentiate from the actual piece of furniture.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, okay, that's true.
Through the chair, if you don't mind.
Well, can you do it? Please address the chair. You get someone who would get it wrong. What? And he'll stand up and start talking to his own chair. I was just saying that...
To them?
Yeah, sorry, Mr. Chair, could you tell the people who are listening to me?
Wasn't that Sam Smith story broke recently?
Yeah.
Not, well, it probably wasn't that recently, but I only heard about it recently.
Last week or two weeks before, going on tour.
Yeah, and he has to be called them.
He doesn't want to be called him
or her.
Or her or any of that. Yeah, you have to refer to him as them, I think. If I have it right.
Yeah.
So Sam Smith says they are going on tour is what the paper printed.
Right.
Now, I don't understand that at all.
Not me.
So I just accept it does nothing for my life.
Exactly.
I'm moving on.
I'll leave
and
you
I'm
to
also
it.
Not going to slag it. Because I'm not stupid enough to take on that sort of bushfire.
No, so, that's something you do not want.
You know
that's
what I mean?
That's a hell. That's reserved for the worst of people.
But I do think it's a bit mad where if you have to worry about people's prone, like surely
but
you can
I'm
assume.
Just saying, if you and
imagine
I
imagine somebody looking
in this
at you
environment.
And going, "Sorry, do you mind if I call you him or her?" You'd be like,
"No, I'd immediately know I was in the wrong place." Then,
I'd immediately just
sorry,
go,
I thought I was somewhere else.
Well, I'd immediately just say, "I got a whore today, if you don't mind." Just see what it feels
but
like.
I was just if we were to adopt it in here, and I was to say if somebody said, "Whatever, go and ask PJ," and I said, they said that, who said? They did.
PJ said, yeah.
Who'd you ask? PJ.
I asked you.
Them.
Your man. Oh, Jesus, I did it again. I suppose, Jim, sometime.
By the way, are you?
I never thought it would happen.
Have you just poured yourself a coffee there?
I have, yeah.
And just, for those of you watching on Facebook, you'll notice that my desk area and thing here seems to be completely bare of any sort of coffee.
It is, yeah. I lots of, yeah.
So while I was in here setting up the studio and everything, getting it ready for you, and you were making coffee for yourself.
I asked you. I says, do you want one? And then you walked off.
You wouldn't
and
even
you said,
bring
no,
me
I
in.
Don't want one. And then I said to the others, I says, I don't know what's up with them. Because I did offer.
You didn't even bring me a drop of Publican's Panache.
I didn't even know, I tell you. I didn't know what to say. Oh, by the way, we've got invites to go to the Taste of Dublin festive one.
Oh, right. Is that where you're going to unveil Publican's Panache?
I think there'll be lots of that, won't there? There'll be loads of that sort of carry on, yeah. And there'll be loads of Publican's Panache.
I've never been to the Taste of
I've
Dublin.
I've been to it one year, and the summer one, it was fantastic.
Oh, there's more than one.
Well, the summer one is the big one, the real one. No, now this is obviously a tag on, because they make a lot of money over it.
Right, okay.
So there's a festive edition now this time. It's actually, the summer one was great. I was locked, and I hadn't been drinking for years, right? Because I go on and off the booze sometimes. I'm fucking on it now. But I go on and off it. But I was locked.
We remember the story about the whiskey after midnight.
Oh, yeah. Well, there and then this year I went in, right? I hadn't drank in a few years. It just was, whatever. I was doing me racing and all, so it wasn't on me radar. And there was this fella selling chili beer. I was like, chili beer? And I hadn't the guts to ask the question, but I wanted to find out. So I says, go on. I drank out 6 or 7 because I was wondering, right? You know the way if you eat a curry and it burns your bum on the way out? I was genuinely too curious not to get drunk because I was wondering, if I drink this now, will it burn me willy on the way out?
That was your motivation.
That was my motivation.
Will I get a Bernie Willy?
Yeah. Didn't. Burnt me bum.
Did?
Yeah.
It came out the wrong
it
way.
It actually did.
So you were standing there at the desk going, this will be hilarious now. This will be hilarious now. And you went, oh, Jesus. Oh, my God. What? Where did that? Oh, for fuck's sake. Is that coming out? Sorry, mister. I didn't realise. I was in a queue here behind
Jeez,
you.
I thought you were after putting a lighter up my arse and standing there. Yeah.
Oh no, my God. And the other thing is that qualifies again as a blooming craft thing. How you're never allowed to complain about craft beers ever again.
Hold on.
You can't. You were the very man who said, right, that the beauty of a Heineken or a Budweiser or a Smithwick's or whatever it was, They produce millions of pints.
Millions.
And they all taste the same.
Millions of
what
week.
Do you do? You go off on your Newcastle brown ale and your chili burny hole beer and all that sort of stuff. Unbelievable.
I'd like to point everyone to the direction of Jim McCabe, ladies and gentlemen, who thinks craft beer is Newcastle brown ale and Mexico.
What exactly is the point you're making?
If ever you wanted to know what two old farts sound like, it's us two arguing over who's the biggest hipster. One of us because we only drink Guinness, and the other one because look at you, trying beer that Mexican people drink. The stadium was far from Mexico. You were reared with your bony cock and your hot hole.
Yeah, what are you having, a Budweiser? Ooh, having a craft beer.
Oh, geez, look, he's on the Christmas one.
He'll be on the avocados next.
Yeah, I've seen him eating an avocado with the Clydesdale turned up outside the Ferriers. Stay.
Yeah, you're right. If it's not Guinness, it's obviously some sort of crafty shit he drinks.
As if we know what we're talking about. Guinness and Smittix is what we drink. You drink Dublin stout and I drink Kulshi fucking bog water by the barrel.
Oh God! Right. That's the end of our food and drink edition. Then,
I think
isn't
so.
It?
Yes. Oh, bloody there you hell. Go. There's
no
all
wonder,
your...
No wonder we never get invited to taste.
I know. Yeah, isn't it? Everybody sends all these things, and all the other radio people are like, it's absolutely amazing. Yeah. You know something? I never thought I'd like this, but here I am. And I've just had this cheese. It's an amazing cheese. They make it by scratching the anus of a monkey in Switzerland. And like, you know, they'll say they like anything to get free stuff. And here's us getting the free stuff. We don't even go.
Oh, yeah.
And then we're sitting going, yeah, I'd say it was all shite anyway. Huh? Craft.
So basically it's like looking at it going, is there any Guinness or chips on it? No. Oh, shit. Yeah. It's all mad stuff.
Outrageous. We're like them people that go on holidays. So it can't be. I don't eat this crap.
Even though you're in an Irish bar.
Yeah, it's an Irish bar. That. It's stew and chips. I don't care. It's the smell of them today. Is there something wrong with them?
This heat is inhuman.
There's an awful smell of English worker off them. I don't like it. Don't like foreign stuff.
So, just on that note, our exhibit at Taste of Dublin. Just look for the Guinness and chips stall.
Yeah, we're not doing that. We're just standing there being cranky. Please come up and say hello and guide us towards the exit.